हरि प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 15। दरिद्रो निरहं स्तंभो मुक्त सर्व मदेरिह कृच्छम् अदृच्छयाप्नोति तद्हि तस्य परम तपः। दरिद्रः ए पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन पर्सन, निरहं स्तंभः is automatically freed from all false prestige. Muktaha, liberated. Sarva, all. Madei, from all false ego. Iha, in this world. Krichram, with great difficulty. अदृच्छयाप्नोति, व्हाट ही गेन्स बाय चांस फ्रॉम प्रोविडेंस, तत् दैट ही इंडीड तस्य हिज परम परफेक्ट तपः ऑस्टेरिटी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। ए पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन मैन मस्ट ऑटोमेटिकली अंडरगो ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड पेनांसेस बिकॉज ही डज नॉट हैव द वेल्थ टू पजेस एनीथिंग, दस हिज फॉल्स प्रेस्टीज इज वैंक्विश्ड। ऑलवेज in need of food, shelter and clothing, he must be satisfied with what is obtained by the mercy of providence. Undergoing such compulsory austerities is good for him because this purifies him and completely frees him from false ego. Barpat. A saintly person voluntarily accepts a state of poverty just to become free from material false prestige. Many great kings left their princely standard of living and went to the forest to practice austerity according to Vedic culture just to become purified. But if one who cannot voluntarily accept such austerity is put into a situation of poverty, he automatically must practice austerity. Austerity is good for everyone because it frees one from material conditions. Therefore, if one is very much proud of his material position, putting him into poverty is the best way to rectify his foolishness. Daridra dosa gunarasi nasi. Daridra dosa gunarasi nasi. When a person is poverty-stricken, naturally his false right in aristocracy, wealth, education and beauty is smashed. Thus corrected, he is in the right position for liberation. Om Agyanam Timirandhasya Gyanam Janasalakaya Chakhirunmulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamaham Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahana Rita Sri Vishakhantam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So we are reading in this part of 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam the deliverance of Nalakavera, how Naraji is dealing with them, these two persons. So in this particular series of verses, maybe 4 or 5 verses, we are seeing the glorification of poverty stricken life, Daridrata. Because all the doshas, all the tendency to commit sinful activities comes when you have wealth, riches, power, position, all that. So these two fellow, Nalakuber and Manigriva, because they were the son of Kuber, who was the treasurer of demigods, unlimited wealth, and they are also demigods. So that's why they are totally contaminated, intoxicated with that dhanamat, with that opulence, and they were doing such a unexpected behavior, even by seeing Naraji. So Naraji wants to rectify them. So this is the position of a sadhu. Generally the sadhus, they don't see anybody's fault or anybody's good or bad, they don't see. Adosadarsi, they never see the fault in any others. Even if they see fault somebody, that means they want to rectify him. Otherwise they will not see. So if some person has not power to rectify somebody, then he should not find fault. That's also sadhuta. So Naraji has definitely has that much power to correct them, rectify them by punishing them. So he has decided how to punish them in such a way that they will be totally corrected. Corrected means not get out from that intoxication, but actually to get intoxicated to the bhajan, to the lotus feet of Lord. Both things will be required. So Naraji, as a perfect preacher and perfect doctor, he is diagnosing his prescription now. So what he is doing, he is making them totally poverty stricken, making them a tree. Nothing they have. So from 2-3 verses, and also coming in this series verses, particularly in these verses also, and yesterday verse also, we are seeing that Sukadeva Goswami is glorifying the poverty stricken situation. Daridram Param Anjanam, it's the best eye ointment. When somebody is in poverty stricken situation, he can see the things as they are. Otherwise, he can't see it properly. Param Anjanam. And in this particular verse today, ही सेइंग दरिद्रो निरहम स्तंभो मुक्त सर्वमदेरिह. दैट दरिद्रता द पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन कंडीशन विल मेक यू फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल काइंड ऑफ कंडीशनिंग और कंटामिनेशंस कमिंग फ्रॉम दिस इंटॉक्सिकेशन ऑफ रिच हाई पैरेंटेज ब्यूटिफुल बॉडी. देर इज मदेर, देर आर फोर काइंड्स ऑफ मद. मत मीन्स प्रमत्तता, प्रमत्त मीन्स पागलपन. समबड़ी बिकम मैड बाई दीज फोर थिंग्स. इफ समबड़ी एक्युमुलेट मोर एंड मोर दीज फोर थिंग्स, नेचुरली दे विल बिकम मैड. सो व्हाट इज देयर फोर थिंग्स? जन्म ऐश्वर्य श्रुति श्री भी एधमान मदह पुमान. सो महाराणी कुंती ऑल्सो टेलिंग दीज फोर थिंग्स. सो एमंग दीज फोर द वन इज मोस्ट पावरफुल इज ऐश्वर्य, ऐश्वर्य मदर. द अदर दैट जन्म मद, श्री मद एंड श्रुति मद, दीज थ्री आर कंट्रोल्ड बाय दिस ऐश्वर्य मद. सो दैट्स व्हाट हियर इज स्टेइंग दैट इफ समबडी इज रियली हैव ए हाई पेरेंटेज बट ही इज रियली पेनीलेस, सो ही डजंट हैव एनी ईगो और प्राउड ऑफ हिज पेरेंटेज. नो, नेचुरली यू विल नॉट फील दैट. एंड सपोज समबडी इज वेरी हैंडसम बॉडी, वेरी अट्रैक्टिव फिगर, बट ही इज पेनीलेस. पेनीलेस मीन्स वी आर सीइंग इन द सोसाइटी हाउ द दरिद्रस आर बिहेव्ड बाय अदर्स. एक्चुअली इन मेनी प्लेसेस वी आर सीइंग दे आर लक्चुअली बेगर्स. दरिद्रस मीन्स बेगर्स. मेनी प्लेसेस दोज हु आर इंटॉक्सिकेटेड बाय देयर पोस्ट पोजिशन वेल्थ, दे विल मिस्ट्रीट देम, चास्टाइज देम, क्रिटिसाइज देम एंड बिहेव देम सो बैडली. So how they will have any ego? In publicly they will chastise, criticized and behave in that such way. Forget everything. Even if they have a high parentage, even if they have a good attractive body, even if they have very high knowledge, learned, what is the use of that? They are getting criticized publicly. So that's why they will never ever think, that their ego will never go up. So this Dhanamada, and on the contrary, we are saying if somebody is not high parentage, it is not good looking, it is not a learned person, but he has lot of riches, opulence, then everybody, we know everybody, what is the position of that? So that's why this is the main thing, Mada, the Pramatta. If somebody is getting mad, then only become mad that. The other three is not that powerful, not that powerful. This is the only powerful thing which makes somebody really mad. They can't see things as they are. So, and that's the case here in Kubiran Manigrip. So, how to rectify them? Siddha Mahosadi, the perfect befitting medicine is Daridrata. Poverty-stricken situation is the befitting medicine for that. Because we know for any good cause, anything, we have to control our senses. Indriya Sanjama is very much required. For anything you want to do, you want to control your senses. So sense control cannot be that easily possible if you have all sense subjects around you and you have power to enjoy and it's easily accessed and available. It is not possible. Because from time immemorial, we are having this enjoying spirit, bhoga vasana, within us. And if we are getting easy access, in 100 mouths we will run for it, to enjoy it. In 100 forms we will run to enjoy it. We can't check it. So even Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita that line, Visaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. Fasting, not getting proper food, nirahara, if you are keeping fasting, lot of fasting, you are not getting proper food, you are keeping fast or eating half, then visaya vinivartante. It is very easy to get free from this attraction of opulence. It is very easy. Visaya. If you are getting attracted to visaya, your senses are becoming powerful, then how to control it? The perfect process is fasting. Niraharasya. That suggestion given by Krishna. Yes, nirahar. And if somebody is not eating fully whatever he needed and is half eaten or not full eaten, so how his senses will become powerful to enjoy? Not possible. Not possible. Automatically, easily, the indriya sanjama will happen to him. He will become sanjami. He cannot enjoy. So this enjoying spirit, so in daridrata, it is easy. The daridra person, those who are poverty-stricken person, for them to get a good meal, it's too difficult. They can try their best to maintain their family, their wives and children. With a lot of difficulty, they can arrange maybe someday not, someday they can arrange sakanna bhoji. Some maybe saag, green leafy vegetable and some anna, rejected anna, something they can do that. So, by eating that, automatically, naturally, their senses will be controlled. And visaya sangam will finish. They will never ever agitated by the visayas. Never. Automatically. So, in scriptures, it is said that if you want to control senses, anything you want to do, you have to control senses, you have to get away from visaya bhoga, and you have to do tapasya for that. This is tapasya. This is tapasya. Tapa indriya sanyama. To do yoga, to do tapa, the goal is to control your senses and mind. If it is not that, then what is the use of this yoga and what is the use of this tapasya? So, but for a poverty-stricken person, it is quite natural. They don't have to do any extra endeavor for it. It is naturally they will do that. Indriya sanjama and visaya vinivarta, it is natural for them. That's why here saying, nirahang stambha. Stambha means like a pillar, iron pillar. In a big palatial building, a main pillar will be there. Strong supportive pillar. That strong supportive pillar is the false ego of all of us. All of us, you are materially entangled. And the root of our this spirit and this entanglement is the iron pillar of false ego. We are totally engrossed in that false ego, and this is the pillar on which all our intoxication, conditioning, everything is based on that false pillar, stambha. That means naturally you are not humble. Namrata abhav. Stambha means namrata sunya. If somebody has not a shred of humility, so they are called stambha, like a pillar. No softness, not melting. So in that strong iron pillar, in that stambha of ahankara, daridrata is a powerful thunderbolt to smash it away. Daridrata vajra. Smash it, that stambha. That's a niraham stambha. That ahankara, that stambha will finish if you are really poverty-stricken. And kruchrang adrushyapnuti kuchra tapa, he doesn't have to go through severe penance and austerities because it is natural for me every day. He doesn't have to go to forest to do it, practice it. Why? Because every day to arrange a good meal for him, it is a kuchra tapasya. It is a tapasya for him to arrange a meal, to arrange a roti kapda makan, to arrange for clothing, to staying place and food. It's difficult for him, and how to maintain his family, it's really difficult, challenging. So, in that situation, automatically every day is doing tapasya. And in each and every scripture, Vedic scripture, they are telling that this human body is only meant for tapasya. Human body is not meant for a bhoga. It meant for tapa. Tapo dibhyam putraka. Tapasya. And this tapasya, for which many kings, they are leaving their kingdom, going to forest, many doing, but they are happening automatically, naturally to them. Naturally. So that's the Krutsang Yadarcha Apnapti Tadhi Tasya Paramtapa. They are doing param tapasya every day, natural. They don't have to do extra endeavor for it, going somewhere, no. So, those who are poverty stricken, they are tapasvi, param tapasvi, they are nirhankari, they are indriya sanjami, they are the kripa patra of Lord. Dina bandhu, Lord is never told dhani bandhu. Lord's name is Dina bandhu, Dina heena. Diner adhikadaya karen bhagavan. Krishna is always famous to become. Krishna in Bhagavatam, his Mahavakya, pronounced by him, jasyaham anugrinhami harisye taddhanam sane. My actually anugraha, my real anugraha is that I'll take away all this dhana, riches from him. In Churagra Ganya Ashtakam, Krishna told, I am famous thief. From whom you think? Particularly from my devotees. Everything I will take off from my devotees. Sarvasya chauram. Everything I will take off from my devotees. I make them beggar in the street. That is the treatment of Krishna to his dear devotees. So, because Krishna is becoming merciful to everybody. His mercy is available abundantly to everybody. But to hold his mercy, we don't have proper patra. We don't have patrata. Though we have some patra, there is some holes are there. So we can't keep that mercy. So if we really have proper patra, but to hold the mercy of Krishna, that is akinchanatva, daridrata. Then you can keep it. So in this way, in this series of verses and many places, we are seeing in Puranas and histories and scriptures that how Krishna is so merciful, helpful to the poverty stricken people, like compare in Duryodhana and Pandavas. Duryodhana was dhanamada, manamada, but Krishna was not favoring, and favoring to these five Pandavas wandering in the forest, begging. Vidura, you can see, Krishna forget the feast of Duryodhana and went to Vidura to number of things. Sudama, many places you can see, there are hundreds of examples full in Puranas, the how the poverty stricken people are getting most favor from Lord. They are favored by the Lord. So now one question comes to mind, that if there is lot of glories of daridrata, poverty stricken condition in the scriptures, and it's getting favored by the Lord, many things are, they are happy, they are sense control, they are anugraha patra, all these things are there, then in the present condition of this world, lots of poverty stricken people are there, isn't it? Thousands and thousands of daridras are available. Then why not they are happy? Why not they are sense controlled? Why not they are favored by the Lord? Though even they are really daridra, many beggars we are seeing, but they are not devotee, they are not happy, they are not sanjami. Why? If that daridrata is the process to make them like that, then what is? So many glorifications are there. So then, what is the problem? Why they are not? Because particularly in India, to find a beggar, to find a poverty stricken people, you go anywhere, it's very easy, damn easy. What is the percentage? A poverty stricken people, you know, some are below standard. India, Bangladesh, Burma, Pakistan, Nepal, you know, they're below poverty stricken line. So if so many people are daridra, but they are suffering, they are not enjoying, though the Shastra is glorifying them, but why they are suffering. Why they are suffering then? Because if you are daridra, then it's natural you should have no tendency to commit any sinful activities. Parapidana, papavasana, it is not there. And naturally you become sanjami, you are become tapasvi, nirahankari, all these things are there. And not only that, on the top of that you will get most favor from the Lord. So what do we need? That's what we need in this human form. Everything is available there. Then most of the public, particularly in these poverty-stricken countries, they are not happy. They are not devotee. They are not sanjami. Why? What is the question then? So if we, sometimes I thought, no, what is the reason then? All the scriptures, they are glorifying poverty-stricken condition and in so much, but easily so many people are below poverty-stricken line, but they are not that. Why? When we really do the research in it, then we find out the one cause. Maybe that is the cause. Oh, that is one of the cause. Maybe many other causes are there, but I found out that two things are protein. Even it is glorified, the poverty-stricken condition is glorified in Shastra like anything. But daridrata is parama sukhi, sukha avastha, happiness. But to enjoy that happiness in poverty-stricken condition, you need a proper qualification for that. Adhikar. This daridra, they don't have adhikar to enjoy this daridrata, that poverty-stricken condition. They don't have that capacity. They are not capable of getting the merit from that poverty-stricken condition. They don't have that capacity. Why they are losing? What? If they are really like a daridra beggar, why not? So, because all these daridras, all these poverty-stricken people, they are getting association of those who are dhanamada, those who are wealthy and luxurious life, they are getting their association. How they are getting association? They are beggar, they cannot associate with them. They will be criticized, chastised by them. How? No. They are looking at them. How they are enjoying? I am not. Oh my Lord, what my life? I come to this material world, I am not able to enjoy anything. I am not having a good meal, I am not getting good dress, they are repenting like anything. By seeing them, if in poverty-stricken condition people, in his life he cannot see a luxurious people, he will never get that kind of desire. Because of the association of that kind of people, he cannot enjoy like that, he cannot be like that, but he is trying to imitate. In the course of imitating like a luxurious people, he is creating problem for himself. By himself is creating lots of problem for him. So, in this way we can understand that two things are there, major things, which make these poverty-stricken people bereft from all these good qualities. Even they are not allowing them to get the mercy from the Lord. What are their two qualities? First thing is dhana trishna. Dhana trishna means desire for getting wealth. Desire to become a rich person. Desire to become a rich person is such a condemned, such a terrible, powerful drawback that if somebody has that desire, then forget, never ever he will get that position. So one thing is very powerful drawback is your desire to become rich. And the next is enjoying spirit. Desire to enjoy. Bhogavasana and Dhanatrishna. Dhanatrishna and Bhogavasana, these are the two powerful potencies by which all these daridras, they are neither becoming sanyami, nor becoming happy, nor becoming devotee, nothing, they are good for nothing. Only repenting throughout their life, hi, 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 they are crying and repenting. And when they are coming to temple, they are scolding the Lord. You, Lord, how come you are not proper, you are not doing proper judgment? You are impartial. No, not you are partiality, you are doing partiality like that, they are scolding. And suffering throughout their life. Why? Because of these two things. One is dhanatrishna, another is bhogavasana. If these two things will be taken away from this so-called daridras, then definitely whatever is glorified here, they will become like that. They will become like that. So now the question is, from where they are getting? Because if they are son of a beggar, son of a beggar means he is a beggar also. He has nothing. If somebody took birth in under a tree, and in that position, even if in that position somebody become a king, somebody became a rich person like that, according to their karma. His karma is there, definitely the role of karma is there. But still, this desire is very powerful. Greatest enemy, the greatest enemy of all human being, all humanity, all the senses, particularly for all the senses, the greatest enemy is these two. Desire to become rich and desire to enjoy. See, dhana trishna and bhogavasana are the greatest enemy of indriya sanyama. No way we can become a controlled, sense-controlled person. No, not possible. Not possible. But if these two things are not there, even if you are a very multi-millionaire people, you are a king, emperor, this will not hamper you. You will become like this. Exactly. So, if you are compare a wealthy, luxurious people and a beggar, daridra people, but in their mind, they are thinking, these all are mine. And they are thinking, I don't have anything. Though everything is there. A gross example. We have a bank across the road. So somebody has a account in the bank and a lot of deposits are there. Though in his pocket, the money is not there. It is an account in his name. Even if he gives a check to somebody and the bank is holiday, the people will not get the mercy. Arey Baba, I am dying, I need money today. Okay, take the check. What is the use of that check? Now 10 days bank holiday, he cannot get anything. Even if you try to help somebody, he cannot help. Though he is the owner like that. So, but we are becoming so happy, we are becoming so, arrogant and some that, because we have lot of deposit in the bank. Bank is somewhere else, we are somewhere else. Just we are accepting it that I am my owner. In your mind, you are accepting it. Nothing else. If we die, we don't know what will happen to that riches in the bank. We don't know anything. But until we are living, we are in our mind 100% we are accepting and agreeing that I am the owner of this property, this, that, whatever the deposit is there. So similarly, this is only case of mind. Not your hand is active, anything, nothing, only mind is accepting that and making you happy. Isn't it? This is only the mind who is making you happy to thinking like that. Thinking, willing, feeling is the work of mind. So okay, so then we don't have anything. Just think like that. These four, five banks is my banks. Whatever there, it is mine. Think like that. Nobody is doing penalty. Nobody is putting you in jail by thinking like that. Susane ki daridrata. For thinking what you need. Just think like that. Just all these banks in Vrindavan, it's all belong to me. If you think like that, nobody is stopping you. And become more happy. That I am millionaire like that. Anyway, So like that, this is only manyata, nothing else. Because of that manyata, somebody becoming mad. And because of that manyata, he doesn't have anything, he is suffering and repenting. So that's why even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't want to see the king. He doesn't want to see the king. Though the king was the high grade devotee, but he doesn't want to see. All the devotees, they requested Mahaprabhu, please, he is a devotee and he is so much interested, he is really serious, he want to give up the kingship, he want to give up the kingdom, become beggar. Why you are becoming so cruel, becoming so... So Mahaprabhu told, I agree that he is a devotee. I agree, 100% he is a good, nice person, a gentleman, he is a devotee. But only thing is this post king is contaminating him. Otherwise he is a nice man. So that is contamination. We are seeing Yudhishthira Maharaj, he will become emperor of the whole planet. Whole planet, though when the after Mahabharata Yuddha, when Krishna helped him to do three Rajasuya Jagya and installed him as a Chakravarti Samrat of the whole planet, at that time Maharaj Yudhishthira was not accepting, was crying, no, I don't want. Who of us will not want that Purusha Purusha? Even. And then he became king. Why? He was accepting the whole kingdom as the prasad of Krishna, not his the king. He is the king because he is following the order of Krishna. Krishna told him to take this role, to play this role. That's why he is doing his Dharmaraj. Always he is considering all his belongings as the prasad of Krishna. Everything as prasad. That's why the moment he got the news from Arjun that Krishna left, the moment he got that news, immediately he didn't see back even. No considering anything, not to his wife, brothers, nothing. Just leave everything and went to Mahajatra. So detached, even becoming a emperor of the planet, he was so detached. So there is nothing to worry about the opulence. Nothing like that. But everything lies in our mind if we think that this is mine. In 11th canto, Krishna also told one very nice story of Avanti Bhikkhu. In that story, that Brahman in Avanti, he was a very, very rich person. But a Brahman, but a very rich person. But was really so conjus, miser number one. Neither he was spending anything for himself, nor spending for his family, nothing. Many people have big maintenance, big karbat, but he was so conjugal miser one. Nobody likes him, not even his wife, his sons, their relatives, their workers, nobody likes him. So time comes that everybody became inimical to him. So nobody supported him, so that the thieves comes, they also plunder, government put tax, levy and take something, and all other people there said, so very quickly, when he's fall all the support from others, then very quickly become a beggar. Everything gone from him. You see the miser number one, now he is penniless. He was always holding the key with him, always never ever giving to anybody. So now everything gone from him. He became so unhappy, so much thinking in frustration, so much frustrated. Then he, out of so much frustration, he took a decision. Out of frustration, he took a decision, forget it. Now, aham tarishyami duranta param. Now I am resolving this. Somehow or other, not somehow, definitely I am going to cross over this material nuisance, following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. Tamo mukundam hri sevaya, I will serve the lotus feet of Mukunda, following the footsteps of previous acharyas. And for that, whatever required, what is the most requirement thing is tolerance and humility. Tolerance and humility. Then he, out of frustration, out of suffering, he took that decision. And Krishna is telling the story that he became so tolerant and humble, that if you read the story, sometimes you'll, oh, really? Sometimes he'll go to beg, he'll go to forest, he went away, but to eat something he used to come for begging. He'll start begging, but this all these locality people, they know, worry, this conjus number one, they just criticize him, he will not say anything. Sometimes he'll take some roti or something for, go to jungle and sitting under a tree and try to eat. These boys, they will tease him. They will climb the tree and pass urine on his plate. Just imagine. He will see that I am eating and they pass urine in my plate. I was just going to eat. Just think, if we are there in this case, what will happen to us? What kind of action we will take? But because that is number one, he taken that strong decision, he didn't say anything. No. He was blaming himself. It is due to my previous karma. Why I am going to blame them? It is because I am suffering this because of this is my karma. Why I will blame them? He didn't blame anybody. He took all the blame onto him. And keep on living in such a terrible tolerant position and humble position in a suffering way, and always meditating on Lord. And Krishna is telling, in this few days of his this kind of practice, he came to me. So we can see from that, though he possessed a lot of riches, but somehow or other this kind of the plunderers, the thieves, they stolen everything. The family people, they also took many things, and the government also take many things. They became a street beggar. So that is a best boon for him. If this would not happen to him, who knows what happened to him. But now, because all these things happened to him, now he attained Paramapada. He attained his perfection of his life, the highest goal of his life. He attained that Mukti Pada. How? Out of this frustration. Not out of frustration. Out of frustration he took that decision. So that decision making, how he can make it? Because this helps a lot. This kind of repentance, this kind of suffering, frustration, so much unhappy. He was so much unhappy. So finally he took that decision. That decision helped him to attain the final goal of his life, final achievement. So no matter whoever having any riches or not, no matter he is, whatever he is, but in all way, daridrata is always very, 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 very favorable for executing devotional service, for controlling senses, to get the mercy from Lord, and to achieve the final goal of life, daridrata. But that daridrata does not mean that just to become a beggar, no matter you be a strict beggar or become a king, you have to take care of these two enemies, which are really enemy of ours. Actually, Krishna also told to Arjuna, Arjuna asked, Ani chinna pi bhai, atha kena prajukta yang papa charati purusa. Why am doing committing sinful activities? Even you don't want. We don't want to become a papi, but somebody is forcibly getting this job through us. Why? Because some places Prabhupada told like that in a lecture, because Arjuna is asking directly to Krishna, because many people in the general public, they are saying, oh, this is because of Krishna only. Without the desire of Krishna, a leaf of the tree can't move. So everything happened by his desire only. I am doing this papa because of his desire only. He is making. It is very easy to blame Krishna, because Krishna is not telling anything, na? So, so everybody is blaming. So Arjuna had many versions like that. So he has said, now Krishna is in front of me, better to ask him directly. So he asked, oh my dear Vasudeva Krishna, so is it true, is it fact that you are making everybody to commit sinful activities? Krishna laughed. Arjuna, but Krishna knows that everybody is telling like that. Krishna said, no. Then what is the reason? Why, even if we don't want to become sinner, and somebody is forcingly making us to commit sin, why? So Krishna, very straightforward answer is told, Mr. Lust is the reason. This is Mr. Lust. And we are, from time and immemorial, we are continuing to grow this desire of lust inside us. As long as this is there inside, no matter you are a strict beggar, no matter you are an emperor, nothing will save you, unless and until. But this poverty-stricken condition definitely helps you to get away from this. Because even if you try to enjoy, you cannot get the enjoyment. Even if you do, because always you want to enjoy, nothing is there, nothing is there. Always burden, burden, obstacle, obstacle, obstacle. Then finally we should forget it. I don't want. This will happen. Definitely, that this position happens because of the poverty-stricken condition. So that's why here also, and in many places in scripture, this daridrata is glorified. And Narada is going to prescribe the same medicine for these two intoxicated fellows. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes, Rohini.
Thank you. Arjuna is complaining that Krishna's mind is very, very difficult to control, like more difficult than the raging wind.
Yes.
So we know we're supposed to follow Vedic rules and regulations. And so when the mind is lusty and or desirous, what power do we have to control the mind from not engaging in that act? And how do we refrain? Because the mind is so impossible to control.
Yeah. Yes, when Arjuna told this same, Krishna accepted. Yes, I accept what you say. It is really beyond our control, but you have to control mind. Then Arjuna said, how? Na abhyasena tu kunteya vairagena chagrihati. You have to practice. Practice makes a man perfect. Your practice, renunciation, that's abhyas of vairagya. If you are not ready, then forget it. We have to ready to do the practice. Yes, that is there. Yes. It not working? Okay. Oh. He knows.
Mother, actually the question is, so see, let's say there are two categories of people. One is born very rich, but over a period of time, they realize this, you know, Krishna is of no use. They gave away everything, like Sri Lankan Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. They gave all the things ultimately for the scripture, because they wanted to join lecture and all. They gave away everything. And some are born poverty stricken, so after choice, they don't have any choice. And they know that no,
yes,
they cannot do anything. So they get attracted to the Lord.
Yeah.
So in the eyes of the Lord, who is great?
Lord wants that somehow or other mana Krishna nivesayat. That's Krishna's desire. If naturally or forcibly, doesn't matter. Okay? Come to that condition, that position, that's what we want. Either you come because of frustration, you can't get it, hopeless case, and knowingly you give it up, everything comes. But coming to the same point, that is the glorified position. Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
According to my own experience, what I'm seeing is Krishna says, Krishna Puri Jeti, Bohu Bancha Kare, Nikatusto Maya Kare Takutiya.
Yes.
So, in our case, we should not, in any circumstances, we should not forget Krishna.
Yes.
Nitaina Gorilo Muke. Mochilo Samsara Sukhe. Vidna Kure Kikore Upaya. From whatever background we have, doesn't make any, it doesn't help us in the system of getting back home, back to God.
No. The Daridra says helps a lot. Yes.
So, we have to become a pure devotee. We have to become, first we have to become a devotee, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and always think of Krishna. Whether you have money or not, you have to think of Krishna.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the bottom achievement, but to come to that stage, that helps a lot. Yeah, Hare Krishna. Yes, to become a devotee is the final conclusion. To become a devotee, this poverty stricken condition helps a lot. No matter. Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna Guru.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Thank you for your wonderful class, Maharaj, with so much clarity. So the question I had, Maharaj, was that you were giving the medicine for somebody who has desire for material attachment. So my question is, Maharaj, that if somebody has desire for prestige, fame, and fame, unfortunately, and I don't mean to offend you, just what I've been observing, in ISKCON for many years. Even in our ISKCON temples, we sometimes see devotees in certain positions wanting to cross all limits for the sake of gaining power and prestige. So, what would be the medicine for that? Because it leaves a certain impression on the others who are observing, it disturbs the heart. So how to deal with this, and how to see it, so that one's mind can carry on nicely.
Okay, so you are asking that the subtle desire for name and fame, power and prestige, that also will not arise if you accept this poverty stricken condition. This will not come in your thinking even. I am a beggar. How I will think, dream of that? Everybody is criticizing me, chastising me. I am going door to door. How come I think of getting name and fame? This thing will never come. Okay? Yes. Very good. Accepting means if you have to accept, then you will accept. No? If you does not have, how will you accept? That is the problem. They have something, they can use it for Krishna service. That's okay. If you don't have, then how can you use? What is the question of accepting coming, Baba? Nothing is there to accept. Okay? Yukta Vairagya is good. If everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to us. This is the mentality of Yukta Vairagya. So, just like Prabhuji told, give the example of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they had lot of riches, but they gave it for Krishna service. And they accept Kopina Kantha Srito, Taktva Sundaschidar Raja Lakshmi, everything. They gave it up. It belongs to Krishna, not belong to accept poverty stricken condition. Okay, and if somebody is strict beggar, he doesn't harm, what he will jukta bairagya, what jukta bairagya he will do? Foolishness to think like that. Okay, Hare Krishna. Grantharasimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Samveda Bhakta Vrinda ki.